Nothing heard. Okay, let's go on to then the AIB. I'm going to turn it over to Kimber, and she's going to read the AIB.
Got it, Ron. Thank you. And I checked in everybody late who checked in late except for John and Lucita, WSWB 983. I have to add them new to the list. I couldn't find them. So if you could do that, that'd be great. And meanwhile, I'm going to read the Ameron Intelligence Brief. We're almost a week late. Stand by. Everybody realized that the intelligence brief comes out on Mondays, so this one is almost a week old by the time I did it to you here on Sunday evening. So this one is put out April 28th, last Monday. President is routine. AMCON level is 4. Stand by. Reminding everybody that the T-Rex exercise breaks, which is a message handling exercise, pretty important for radio operators to know in cases of emergency, using simplex off the repeater and being able to report news and get news and relay accurate messages. It's a little thing we do. It's going to happen July 25th, 26th, and 27th, so stay tuned. There will be more details explaining the process. It's a pretty cool process, like relaying messages and writing it down and doing it correctly. It's a skill to have moving forward. The first source is Forward Observer. Lawmakers subpoena Chinese telecoms still operating in U.S. The House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party issued subpoenas for Chinese-based telecoms, China Mobile, China Telecom, and China Unicom, asking the China-based telecoms how they are operating in the U.S. and whether they could exploit American data. According to China-based telecom maps, Chinese telecoms still control, operate, or have access to up to 26 internet points of presence in the United States. In other news, two judges were arrested in two states related to harboring and aiding and abetting illegal immigrants. This is inflaming anti-Trump activists who are increasing their calls for resistance against fascism. This Thursday, May Day, that was a couple days ago, national protests were planned and probably a direct action campaign. Also, another national day of action is being organized for Saturday, the 14th of June, on President Trump's birthday. Sorry if I'm trying to think here a week ago and say it as if it's today, so it's kind of weird for me. All right, the next source is Knightsbridge Global Hotspot Report. U.S. Air Force service member made pipe bombs, declared self-terrorista. U.S. Air Force service member and a self-proclaimed terrorist has been arrested after making pipe bombs, defacing a synagogue, and planning terror attacks per U.S. attorneys. Mohammed Hamad, 23, has dual citizenship in the U.S. and Lebanon and was arrested alongside two others. And the last, we have major power outage in Spain, Portugal. This happened in many places so far. They say a major power outage struck Spain and Portugal at about 12:15 p.m. local time last Monday, with most of both countries affected, including both the capitals. Mobile phone networks failed across the affected areas shortly after the outage, while other internet-based critical infrastructure failed immediately after electricity was halted. A Spanish official said that there was not yet any evidence regarding the cause of the blackout and that a cyber attack has not been ruled out. My own personal two cents here. During this solar maximum, there has been many interesting phenomena occurring within our sun, and some people are talking about that, saying that the electrical energy of the earth and related to the sun is causing these outages, which are happening all over the place. So just something to think about, and just another reason for you guys to practice your radio skills and messaging for this very reason. When the power goes out, hopefully you all have backup power for your radios and things like that that you need. Okay, and that's all I have. I'll go ahead and close out the net and do the Channel 3 program moving forward. All right, let me get to the place where I have to go. Oops, let's go to the right one. Thanks, you guys, for bearing with me here. We have so many pages going on and different things I got to keep track of. So, with that, we're going to move to the Channel 3 project, which has several consistent operators that have great coverage of our area. Roger 746 is going to run the Channel 3 project tonight, from what I got from Wes. There's also Cameron 644, Jim 787 in the Grants Pass area. Try and check in tonight to see how you do. If you are unable to hear the people I just mentioned, then step up and ask for Channel 3 check-ins in your area. All you have to do is just take down the names and general locations of the people you hear. That is off the repeater, person to person, radio to radio. If you get any, please write them down so you know who you can reach in your community. It may be important in times of need. You may also give your tallies to me here. I'll be monitoring the frequency for a while if you'd like to. If not, that's okay, but at least write them down. So we're standing by for the Channel 3 project numbers, then we'll close the net, followed by any questions, discussions, and whatever else. So God bless you all. God bless the Republic. And Roger 746, are you there?
This is WRKJ 746, Roger. We're going to start out with GMRS 3, then go to MERS 3, then the 146-420 for ham operators. So bear with me, Ted. I got a bad cold, so let's go over to MERS or GMRS 3.
Thank you, Roger. Appreciate that very much. For everybody else, I'm not going to close the net yet until I do my Channel 3s and get a few reports. Then I'll close it out, take questions, and all of the good stuff. Maybe a little trivia thrown in there as well. So, all right, I'm going to go do Channel 3. If y'all stand by, I will be monitoring frequency, as will Ron, and we'll be back shortly to close the net. This is WRKV 487, Kimber.
John, are you still out there? 983 John.